Well, every year the Reese's Senior Bowl is put on display in Mobile, Alabama, and it's an exciting time for our community down here because the entire NFL descends, 900 personnel, staff members, head coaches, general managers, and the like. And when I got this position in May of 2012, after being with the Philadelphia Eagles, we decided, and I mentioned to the staff, we should try to make our game the 33rd NFL franchise in terms of the evaluation process, the procedures, starting with a big pool of players, create a watch list, go out and watch them during the fall, put our eyeballs on them, write reports, and ultimately by November 1st, we begin to send out those initial invites, and obviously we don't get every single player we want, but at the end of the day, we feel like that we get 100 of the best senior football players in America.
Well, it's a big opportunity for players to come down here to Mobile and prove themselves. You come into an environment like this. This is a group of general managers and coaches that are getting to see a lot of these players for the first time in person. You got a chance to really up your stock. It shows a competitiveness to show up down here and want to compete.
I think there's two things to me when you come down here. Number one, you get to see a lot of players in one spot, which that's efficient. Second thing is matchups. A lot of these players during the course of their college seasons don't really play any pro prospects. That may be hard for fans to believe, but it's true. So you're getting the players' matchups against other pro prospects, and that's what you like to see here too.
I think the real highlight from an evaluation standpoint is the one-on-one periods in terms of wide receivers versus defensive backs, O-line versus D-line, linebackers versus running backs. And those are the tapes that will be evaluated and will be analyzed and really get a full workout between now and then ultimately the NFL draft. Every team in the league gives a bonus point, so to speak, or at least a level of credit to the players who are willing to put themselves on display here in these one-on-one type situations, not only in the interviews but on the field against some of the best players in the country. And then one thing that is really lost in all of this is that these players get a chance to get in front of general managers and head coaches that are currently in those chairs. But I think more importantly, they get a chance to connect with directors of scouting, offensive and defensive coordinators, position coaches that in 2, 3, 4 years will be general managers and head coaches. And those connections that they make here, those first impressions, go a long way 4 or 5 years from now when free agency hits. And you say, you know, the kid, he was a great kid. Remember the first time we met him? He's proven that. Let's try to go get him. He's a free agent now, and he's well worth the money we're going to spend.